This is CliffCentral.com.
It doesn't work when it doesn't work.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there we go. Richard Benoit, Lisa Songo, Ryan Holiday.
What up?
Eric Jensen, what is this thing called?
This is the Just Help Comedy Podcast.
Thank
and
why.
It started.
It has started. Here's the problem. My ears aren't working.
Mine neither.
Jeepers, we have this once again. This the 17 microphone system.
Live.
Can we just say what the hell happened last week? Let's review.
Okay.
So, Eric, tell us.
Yeah, no, last week was chaos. I don't even know what happened.
Can you pretend it's a court case?
I know.
Can you please refer to me as your worship,
my lady. What happened last week was
objection, Your Honor.
Whoa! That's what we're trying to not happen.
That's what we are trying to prevent, and now you are just here shouting.
You just burst the eardrums off the entire podcast community.
Tell us,
Eric, what happened.
You put it to you. Your Honor, what happened last week was a matter of chaotic proportions.
It's amazing. Is that a colored in court voice?
Four people that... No, it's my attempt.
That's a colored at ghost
it's jail. It's a colored guy impersonating Gerry now.
Well, let's start.
We had utter chaos because what had happened was... We had invited people and uninvited guests had arrived themselves.
But those were apparently cool guests. Who was on?
Shandre van Wyk, Pongani,
was the first time,
Rabin,
right?
And Ryan.
And Rabin was the only actual invited guest.
And I wanted to come as well. Lucky I didn't.
Richie asked me like just before the show started. Then I was like, hey, bro, look, we already have squad because these ones just invited themselves.
Okay.
And then
we got Tabisa's levels there.
And then people just started shouting and doing stupid shit.
But apparently it was chaotic and lacking. That's how the podcast should be. Beginning of the year.
Yeah, no, the whole like first 5 minutes were just shout-outs.
So we got about four downloads.
Yeah. We got
doubled up.
Trended. On top of the two that we normally get. Yeah.
So we just, let's say good morning to our people that listen to
Hello,
Woody.
Woody, Michelle,
Cornelius,
Emilio.
Emilio.
It sounds like you're naming all the people that didn't make it into the Bible. like the other disciples.
Cornelius. John. No, John was
You're supposed to be
the
13th one.
Jeff. The finalists.
Yeah.
From the
disciples. Yeah. Like, well, John, you think it was a
John voted for him. No one voted for him. And they were like,
Did you have to get voted to be a disciple?
Yeah, it was like idols.
Jesus handpicked the disciples.
Idols. It's very funny when you said that now. Jesus being an idol.
You're sitting at the
table at Garrett. The original idols.
Yeah.
What can you do? Jesus, I can drink a lot of wine. I write you in.
It was like.
So what was
voice.
Judas's skills?
But then, how would Judas make it in?
That's the thing. There's always the wild
the
card.
One. Yeah, he's the wild card.
Like, we don't trust you, but listen, pick up your socks.
Yeah, you need to
pull up your sandals.
We'll take you through to the other week.
Do this thing.
You need pull to work up your sandals, your and we'll get you in.
Lace up your sandals
and stop looking at me all scared like that the whole day.
And why are you bringing a knife?
Why are you kissing Judas, people, Judas? Man. Judas, stop kissing people. Judas.
It's Julius Caesar.
What?
Stop
what?
Texting the Romans.
Who, Jesus, what? Yeah.
Who stabbed Julius Caesar?
Stop turning wine back into
Brutus. Okay. This is
what happened last time.
All of them stabbed Julius, but Brutus was his main bra. That's why
so
like,
everyone.
Too brutal. Like you.
Okay,
like,
why you?
In the back, bruh.
That's
you stabbed me in the back.
It happens in Rekha Park all the time.
Yeah, it too.
Sorry, wait, come back.
Alright, we're going to do the news.
Wait, what happens in Rekha Park all the time?
This is what I want. Phones off on silent.
Yep.
Alright. Ryan Holiday, welcome. I want to thank you for last week for just talking to yourself.
Self-love.
Ryan.
I made some good points to myself, and I just got burnt.
I was just going to say, you got roasted 6 ways to Sunday last week for no reason.
So who was the guest? Was Rabin talking about the...
It was Rabin talking about the 99 Rand comedy 99 show.
Which is a lack of concept.
Thing, and then how he started doing comedy and what his thing was. Yeah. And how
so we'll leave Rabin there. We know he talked about it. It's the 27th of Jan.
Yeah, 27th
Who's
of Jan.
Who's on the lineup?
You, Gilly, and two other people.
Jason.
And, where is the 99 Rand?
Who else is on there? Trevor Gumby.
Yes.
Why does it sound like it's at Spur?
It does sound like that.
Right.
You know what he
like
said?
It was the one name. Private meeting at Spur.
So he would do that. What's our Howdoths? It's just smart. He said, make it 99 Rand. It's January.
People
haven't got bucks. They haven't got bucks to come to comedy. So it's at Emperor's at that new venue there. So they're trying out new things.
Okay. Everyone gets paid 99 Rand.
Oh, I didn't find out about that.
You didn't clear it.
Clarity.
Wait, who's getting paid 99 Rand?
No, just worked that out now. I didn't ask.
It's a 99 Rand show.
I didn't even actually ask.
Oh, shit. Go to 99 Rand.
Okay, so we clear that up. Then the other guy's one, Jean
Drey. They have a lot of 1 Rands in the register. Are you for a ticket? Okay, sure. Here's your change.
Your change will be hectic.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't. You know what? It's Rabin's problem. Anyway, to be so, I've noticed on WhatsApp and Instagram, your Photoshop skills are
on point.
Illicit. What's the word?
On point.
But don't call them Photoshop skills, because they're not Photoshop skills.
So what is that? Are you doing?
It's a paint job.
Because you did, you kind of had like a fade. There was like a person in the background, like your, what would you call it? Your inspiration, something weird. It was. But you are doing that. You're doing that, and then also you chopped our heads up and made like a thing. Like
I did it. I did it.
You can see he's a dad. Like he's been a dad for a while. He's trying to be so nice about it. At first.
Can someone, can someone go to the our page? To
new
the,
dad.
We've got a. Oh yes, we've got an Instagram page.
We do.
We do.
Well done.
Our previous multimedia owner. Loaded his own profile onto Just Now. So now we've got it's called Just Now Podcast.
I'm gonna go on Instagram and follow
right now.
There's two followers.
I'm gonna follow
the person
Just
that helped
now.
Me and me. Yeah. I'm gonna follow Just Now.
Out.
And one post, so you doing gigs and things? How's work? How's life?
Yeah, life is moving, man.
What it is,
I'm I was on TV the other day.
Oh, what did you do on TV?
I was supposed to do stand up.
Wait. Okay, wait. Please explain what
no,
is going
on. No, I did not die. But I said I died.
Please
I
explain.
Said,
please
said,
explain.
Which TV show was it? It was Mzansi Magic. Dave, Mzansi Magic is
know the channel. sounds very not what.
It is not.
Yeah, I've never. Is that the one I always skip?
What is it? What is an Mzansi? Is it a kind of
magic? Is basically, if you have to put it into a human being, it's Magic Man.
Canadian magician.
Hey, don't knock Mzansi Magic, guys.
Magic.
They had me on TV, guys. Don't do that.
So Tabiso, put your mic on now. Look, what was the thing for? Because I like to find out what we're doing.
It was well, basically, it's Mzansi Comedy Wednesdays. So
and that's a real, that's a proper
tell
thing.
Us what is
yeah,
that.
It's a proper thing. It happens at Taboo. I think last Wednesday of every month.
It's hosted by Tall Ass.
Not all the time.
Okay, so
yeah,
host.
But
Tall Ass this, bro.
Yeah, he was the host when I was performing there, and then they recorded it for TV. So they do sort of like a series type of vibe, but for stand up. So it's up. Have you
that's
seen?
That's amazing. Do more people know about this? More guys.
Yeah, more.
Is it basically blacks only? But it's on TV.
Not necessarily. It's almost the Netflix thing where Dion Cole and all those other comedians
stand-ups.
Were. Yeah, that's what they were going for. But then they
failed.
They
I'm joking.
Did not. They ended up
Shame
with something
you can't
else.
Say anything because he's honest.
Yeah,
you can say no. Nobody from Mzansi
Magic.
Can
I say that
listening.
I hate performing in nightclubs though?
Yeah, it's a weird feel, man.
I don't know why, but
yeah, I enjoy day clubs.
Wow, look at this.
Like the summit.
I enjoy golf clubs. So no, the nightclub thing is important because so many promoters
enjoy club sandwiches.
They try and get comedy to their nightclub because it's dying.
Yeah.
So they have an idea, let's have a comedy night. And they don't realise the club isn't ever gonna work for comedy.
The one used to remember Parkmore, the one used to do up in Parkmore. It was Comedy Wednesday. No, I think it's still happening. Till this place closed down recently. Ayanda.
Yeah, was it him?
Yeah, didn't.
Oh, because it's still him.
They tried it in Cape Town. They did it in Lansdowne. They did it in the club there, the main nightclub.
During the
in
break,
Cape Town.
They turn up. Now he's like, okay, we're going to have a 10-minute break now. Then you're like, everybody's getting. Now you must take another hour to get everybody to calm
down. So the key is don't have a break.
Dude, here's the thing.
Don't play Omonia.
If you guys have time, go. Check on my Insta story. Last night I went to Ayep Yep and I posted something. The vibe before the show started.
Yeah.
That was lit.
And then the show started and everyone was like,
you intimidated. You're
like, having so much fun.
But they actually stopped though. Because they were dancing and it was crazy. And then, but the thing is, they respect that guy who hosts that thing.
Who's that guy?
Peter Mashat. So he's been doing it apparently for the last 12 years.
Yo.
And he's been hosting every Thursday. Yeah, he's been hosting every Thursday. So he's kind of like the guy there. Everyone who comes there know he's gonna stop the music at any point and start telling us stuff.
But that's weird. Like
so I'm going to, what means we go to? Tabiso Mtlongo's Insta story.
Yeah.
Tell us for the non-millennials, what is an Insta story?
It's a story on Instagram.
Yeah. Are you not feeling the heat? You're wearing like a long sleeve jersey with those little holes for your thumbs.
That's...
You left home at 5.
There's aircon and stuff.
You're still cold. It's not
why
that hot, guys.
Why are you late for the podcast?
Men's never hot.
So you're not feeling the heat? Well, unless you're trying like a January thing where you sweat it or something.
I'm from Barberton, Dave. So this is winter
Barberton.
For me.
Barberton, not Barberton.
All of this
Barberton.
Is winter. Barberton is hot.
I had a linguistics trouble at Clicks the other day because I asked for swimmer's ear and the lady just walked up and down the aisles for like an hour And then I eventually realized I had to say swimmer. Yeah.
What is swimmer's ear?
She looks at me, she says, I don't know what you mean. So I said, swimmer's ear. It's like a thing. She goes, ah, swimmer's ear. Okay.
Oh, right.
It was just a logistics.
There's a new security at our block now. He's some.
This part of the show is called Richly's Rich Lifestyle.
Yeah. So I'm friendly with all the dudes. That'll be because they're my guys. So I'm chilling with. So I see a new dude. So I come to him like, hi, bro. What's your name? He's like, Seed. I'm like, shut Seed. I'm Rich. She's like, no, Seed. I'm like, oh, nice
Sydney,
to meet you, Seed.
Sydney.
He's like, no, my name is Sydney. They call me Seed. I'm like, oh, Seed.
But that's weird that he corrected you. You must say it, right? It's not your fault.
You're saying Seed. You aren't even trying. Now even see me. Ryan,
what's your name? Sure, your African name?
I'm Seed. My African name.
Does Ryan have African name?
Brian.
Brian. Oh, it's Brian Holiday.
Ryan.
Shut up! Stop doing that!
You talk too loudly.
Stop doing that, Dave. I said, you see, what are you doing, Dave?
You see?
Are you trying to confuse me like this?
You're talking too loud.
He's got that Alfred Adrian thing going. Yeah.
Well, who has?
Alfred.
You can't make an eye movement on a podcast.
You said who has? You can, actually. It just doesn't work, but you can.
Okay, so we go around here. Let's find more. Rishi, what have you been doing?
I have literally, as you can notice by the lack of
shavings.
Yeah.
You honor their grooming.
Yeah, I actually had some other gigs, and they didn't happen. So, I was just trying to do.
What Robbie Collins has gone away. We can do his gigs.
I was trying to.
No, he's coming back.
Because Jan is always quiet. Yeah, but I don't like doing gigs in Jan. So what I was trying to do is do corporates, because I don't ever do corporates in January.
So you fought
as a new comedian, Eric. How do you feel about that? Originally, just said I don't like doing.
Gigs in January.
I'd rather do corporate. Here's the choice.
Yeah. I don't have choices right now.
Tabiso's turned our podcast into his own personal filing cabinet of shit.
In January, people are like, hey man, I've got 5 minutes at this funeral. My granddad, do you wanna say something? Like, my guy, I got new material. Me, I don't mind dying.
The only person
it's
that
the
died
of the event funeral. Anyway.
No one's on.
So you haven't just been a bit scarce. I do agree with you.
Yeah. Because a lady tried to book me yesterday for 2 hours, and I was like, okay, cool. Should I send.
I don't understand. You do a 2 hour show.
Do you sing? She tried to book me. That's what I'm saying. Oh. I didn't know what it's about.
You better start singing,
so
right?
I said, for 2 hours, what do you want me to do? Exactly that. And she's like, what's your cost? Then I gave her like an amount. And she's. No, I didn't give her amounts. I said, listen, I have a manager. I can send this to the manager, and then she'll quote you. Or else, if you have a proposed budget, I can take your proposed budget and we can just do
work
it.
Around
that. She's like, last time I paid this Indian guy from Durban.
Rabin.
I'm thinking Masood. I paid him 2,000. I was like, for 2 hours, phone him now.
That's a bargain.
Get his number and phone his ass. 2 hours, bro. I'll be parched.
Nah.
For 2 hours. I'd rather be broke.
Wait a minute.
But so how much does it work out a minute?
I don't know, like 35 cents.
That's a long. I don't think. Maybe I could talk shit for 2 hours, but I wouldn't be. Funny for 2 hours.
I want you to MC. It's an MC, I think.
Oh, no, that's fine if there's events in between.
Yeah. It must be.
Yeah, not 2 hours of
not
just
for
me.
Not for two. Corollas.
Knock. Slowly. Answer slowly.
Yeah, ask everybody.
I'm just getting my slippers.
Who's there?
What's your name? What do you do? What's your favorite lotion?
But now listen, what's happening on Sunday at the box?
20 and 5.
The box is back.
Yeah.
You know what? I have fun. We kind of Joburg centric this podcast a little bit. So the East London gig. Have you done it?
Yes, comedy at East London. I have done it.
Goodfellas or something.
I actually want to go through and do it again as soon as I possibly can.
What is that like?
It's very cool. Very, very cool. Very nice gig. But strange at times. But
is it someone's birthday?
I don't know. Yeah, but strange.
Who organized that? Sheena.
What is her name?
Sheena.
Sheree. Yeah, she's. But she's
okay, shout out to Sheree.
Yeah.
Dave is messing up everyone's names.
Shut up.
It's because of the swimmers.
Shut up, like in
shut up,
life.
Shut up, Bongani.
Yo, look at that. Look
Sheena,
at that.
Sheree.
Yeah.
I added it in.
Have you played it?
No, I haven't. I'm doing it now at the end of the month.
Who are you playing with?
Chris Forrest can't make it, so I'm going in. Oh, okay. Bongani Dube and one of the East London locals.
Yeah, they're always. Yeah, so it's two guys and a local.
But it just seems, you know what I like about it? Like the poster seems on, you fly down,
there's
you
effort.
Stay in the place, there's effort.
Yeah.
And I just wish other promoters also, when you see the thing, you're like, where's the backdrop that says the name of the show or something?
Yeah. She once we did a
come
gig
on,
for
Smoker,
her
pull
in
up your socks.
Queens.
Yeah, put up a banner.
Yeah. Queenstown or whatever. We did a gig there. It was dope.
Okay. Cats.
Fire things.
Like, and this is the thing. Take the comedy to these areas.
Yeah.
Where else is there besides Joburg? Obviously, Poppy's on Monday.
Yeah.
Kitchen isn't up yet.
No. Yeah, Brahms no, well, there's the not Brahms a lot of gigs coming on.
Club isn't yeah, kings
are quite and then also the shutdown. Brahm kind of goes quiet during December because
who was students, were you talking all the about students people getting shot? Was it
in
you?
Bramfontein? Yeah, yeah.
There's no one there and someone got shot.
Two people got
outside,
shot.
Okay, outside wait, my yeah. place. Wait, outside
news,
my apartment.
That's news.
Wait, that's news.
Wait, that's news. That's news. Come a breaking report. Tabiso Mslangwe, we crossed to live in Bramfontein. What happened there?
Well, apparently in Bramfontein, two people got shot at two separate times.
With two separate bullets.
I don't know.
It would be weird.
I hate these stories because this takes everything.
Yeah, like, why is this bullet lingering
yeah,
around?
Why
for a
is
second
this bullet
victim?
Wet already?
Was it was it sorry, like within the same week?
No, the first one was on the 1st of this year.
On New Year's Day.
Yeah, that's an argument. You
that's
can check
in and out
you,
moment.
Oh
right
yeah, you started.
Yeah, I didn't even
so
go
dark.
Into my apartment. I just saw it and I was like, okay, let's go party.
Really?
Yeah. It was still morning and I was like, this is too early
for this.
And there were body bags and stuff. I was like, I don't want to see all of this.
Do you live? Where do you live?
In
Beirut.
No, Bramfontein, Volmaran Street. It's quiet, guys.
It can't be that quiet.
Well,
quiet
is relative.
Sounds of bullets.
Between the shootings, it's quite a serene.
Let me tell you what happens. People try to mug people there, and mob justice happens.
They try and
but
mug
then
people.
This year, cops have been lingering around.
So who shot the guy?
Not where I think cops. Yeah. Oh, well, the second guy, I think it was a robbery. Because I heard gunshots.
You're a vague reporter. We're going to cross over to Ryan. Has anything happened in Benoni?
Very few shootings there.
You know what's nice, Benoni? Like the guys just look at each other and they know. I could take you, bruh.
But these are like,
all they do in
and
Benoni
no one fights anyone because no one knows who's the strongest.
Whose cousins are in town, whose mates are closer. Yeah.
But that's also that's the coloured strength right there.
The thing is, the
tongue. No.
The pack mentality.
No, the tongue, bruh. Talk. You just say it. You're like, what? Even though there's like nine of them.
Say that again.
What? I beg your pardon?
Well, me. Say me.
Then you just start looking around. Look around for nothing.
For your snipers. You just want to know that your snipers are in position.
That's the question that just stops the fight.
You start telling him, come any closer.
No.
Come any closer and you'll see.
Isn't that Guara, what was that from last week's podcast?
No, that was horrible. Let's not go.
Please, let's not venture back.
I call those
the Robin Dunlop moments.
I saw her last night. I was at Parker's last night.
Who's Robin Dunlop?
Shame.
I didn't know how to react to
the
that.
The one that fell over the table.
Oh, same.
Are we going to get
funny?
Sued? Her father's a lawyer.
She fell over the table, legs in the air, right?
Oh.
Have you ever fallen when your head is lower than your feet? So she did like this body roll
so
over the table. Then just in the corner. Now the table and the wall are not, it's this little gap.
So there's a rolling. So
she was stuck in the corner like a folded up old copy. Like her legs are right next to her head. And there's like 30 comedians around. Nobody laughs. Everyone just looks away and walks.
That's Robin. No
when I see somebody laugh, I see somebody fall, I don't give a shit. I laugh for days. I looked in her face and waited for the eye contact. And she looked. I was like, your knees are next to your head.
So is that what kind of people do? They explain what just happened to you when you do something.
Because now she's sitting. Imagine if my legs are on the table.
Do it in the corner.
Show us.
But your face is looking as like it's like an Insta story. Like you have a frame of your legs next to your.
Oh, shit.
And you're trying to act normal. You're not like, trying to act normally. Like
you
okay,
can't. Everyone saw.
Okay,
everyone saw. Like, shame, man. So she fell. So there you go.
She fell. Then everyone got up and tried to act civil. She came to me. She's like, hey.
Did anyone see?
Yeah,
my guy,
everyone saw.
Right?
My guy, yeah, that's when you're like, my guy, there are 30 of us here. The only person who didn't see was Stevie Wonder. That's the only.
But he heard it though.
Yeah.
Like,
he still laughed. Someone described it to him and he still thought that's
it
funny.
Sounds, yeah.
No, she
her legs.
It sounds like something.
Like, but now listen, no more talking about other comedians if it's not funny.
She's not a comedian, she's a blogger.
Okay, ooh, cool. No.
Here we go.
There it is.
There you have it, folks.
There it is.
And Alec, I haven't seen you for a while.
You haven't.
Did you have a decent holiday?
I tried.
Why? You mean you ran out of money?
Did you have
like,
a decent holiday?
Alec always says, why?
You're shooting people in Brahm.
But why?
Mugging people, getting away in Brahm, you know, living my life. No,
did
I'm
you
joking.
Do
no,
stuff?
Man, I was chilling. I was at home. I didn't do much.
You see pictures of me on Instagram on the beach?
Yes, I
do. It means if you take your kid to the beach, you run out of money. You can't go on the slides.
This is forced FOMO. Did you see that? It's like, did you see pictures of me on the beach? Motherfucker, I didn't.
Did you see pictures of me having fun?
I didn't.
Yeah, I saw you. You and your kid were having all the fun.
Should I adopt you for next year?
No, you can't.
Can I ask you, what beach were you at?
Scottsboro.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yes. I didn't mention anything on Facebook. I didn't say I was the only white person there.
Did you see Penny?
I sat there with my towel. What I always do is I always put a towel there for Penny. Because I'm saying, Penny, come to the beach. Come and see black it's kids and bad. White kids playing with each other.
It's not bad.
Come and see. I hate people who put that thing, I love, oh, look at the beach, Christmas there. Come there and look at actual white kids playing with black kids, everyone in the sea together. Can't they put a
I
picture of
that?
I think
you need to say it again, though. Penny,
come to the beach. Yeah, hashtag,
that's funny.
It's okay.
Next year, we invite Penny Sparrow and H&M to the beach.
They Durban Beach.
All of them.
Oh, there were so Durban many. There was, oh, there were so many. Million. The cheeky little monkeys were playing with each other. It was so much fun. Is it like, it's cute if you say cheeky
ladies
little
and
monkeys.
Gentlemen, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She just went straight to monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's something else.
She does. She's, if you say cheeky little monkey, it's kind of, ach, it's everyone.
Yeah.
Cheeky little monkey.
Yeah,
no, you can't. Right?
So you need to. Okay.
But Durban Beach looks like a turn up on New Year's Day. Because everybody talks about, because literally this year there was 1.5 million people on the beach.
Who counted them?
There's somebody standing there by the door.
He's got a clicker.
Yeah.
He's
got a little mark and he runs and he writes on everybody.
There's
hold
no
up
way.
Your right
but,
hand.
But
yeah.
I saw a video where somebody was walking through those people with his camera phone and recording it. Bruh, it's a turn up. Like on it, the outside it looks intimidating, but inside there
it's a joke.
It should be a turn up.
Going crazy,
there's cooler boxes. There's
people are drowning.
People are drowning.
It's mad. I'm like, what? The lifeguards are in the water.
Kids are getting lost.
The longest announcement. The longest announcement is for the kids that are missing. At the end of the day, it's just like a roll call. The following kids are missing.
Yeah.
So
this year,
they're
only like, they got it down to like 150 this year.
150.
Yeah.
What kids drowning? Missing kids.
No, kids. Yeah.
So imagine you go to the beach.
Now they got Wi-Fi.
And then you get home and you're like, "Where's Tato?"
They do. Not that people do. They leave them on purpose and then they get the yeah. So they can't make it.
So in the news, let's talk about that. There was a house in California that was found with 9 kids chained to the beds, not being fed. Did you know about this story?
No, I haven't.
Was R. Kelly involved?
Was R. Kelly involved? No, at least they would have got a bath every night.
No urine on scene.
Ryan, did you see the story?
I saw the headline, but I don't know the details.
Were they siblings?
They were siblings, bro. 9 brothers and sisters kept in a house, chained. They didn't have food, their mother and father. But the mother and father have got lack of jobs. On Facebook, they took the kids to Disneyland. So there's a whole
who
little
was the
vibe.
Mother
and father, I don't know
the
names. They're not releasing the names.
Them back and,
no, they brought them back, but they tied the kids to the beds, bro.
Oh, the parents did this.
Yeah.
My God, those people deserve to burn in hell.
Fucking naughty kids, man. You got
no, but just guy, sometimes you're like, damn you guys.
All but these stories come out.
9 of you.
If you under, if
make
you
an
one,
example out of 2 of them.
You see,
yeah.
You, can you see how Johnny is tied against the bed now? This that can happen.
But I understand that.
Oh, but what if you do that kids. And they keep doing, oh, you also
you
want the bed?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
For 14. For
now we're on 7. 2 of you, try me.
For 10 years.
For 10 years.
Now this has been going on.
What?
So the girl is straight.
So they go on holiday and then they come back.
It was, you must read up the story, but I mean, I understand these things happen, and then you just get this vibe where you don't. Human beings will never ever disappoint me with the depth
with
of stupidness
they
can go.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Did they give a reason for it?
They haven't yet, because what they're figuring out is some, maybe the kids are talking shit, so they're trying to figure out if it's a lie. Because if it is, those parents are going to jail.
Yeah.
The parents have denied it. They go, no, there's nothing wrong with our kids.
It's 9 kids. Bro.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
They'll send you to jail.
I like how you're like, they're trying to figure out if the kids are talking shit.
Because kids can lie, bro.
Yeah, kids can lie. Yeah, last week we were 9 on the moon.
We were tied to bed on the moon.
Yo, 9 look for an inconsistency.
But I'm not saying there's comedy there, but if that happens in California, it's definitely happening in Benoni.
You see those guys in
the bed. 9. How big was the bed?
How are you disciplined as a child?
That's a queen size.
And also,
how many rooms does
how small are these kids walking through the shopping center with a bed on its arm like that? Where are you going? No, this is how
just
we do it.
My thinking is, if there's 9 of us, surely we can carry the fucking bed.
That's it, because it's just for win. You grew up with just that mattress on the roof.
But I mean, even but if there's 9 of us, we can carry this motherfucking bed. We can walk out, all of us.
Are you going to get through a doorway, though?
So maybe
9 people and a bed.
Hold on. Children, what's your plan?
What's my plan to get out of there?
Yeah.
Firstly, would not get tied up.
Yeah,
see?
I'd behave.
I'd behave.
But you can't. Your dad. You'd be the only good kid. Like, see, I'm getting ultra male. You guys are tied to the bed. it's not. I suppose it isn't funny, but this thing happened. These are the stories that I love, because people go, "Oh, you guys make up comedy makeup." I'm like, I did not make that story up.
Yeah, this
and you can't fight against your dad, because
how
he's the power. Range from like 8 to 20. Now you say you could rise up as the 9 of you. You got no energy from you. You haven't been fed.
Yeah.
It's the same as the Holocaust,
but
when people said there were so many Jews. Why didn't they all rise up? And you can't. The power is too strong.
Yeah.
5 people can actually take
when
over
you
1,000.
You can't do anything.
Yeah.
But now there's a 20-year-old.
Demoralized him.
Why is he a 20-year-old?
I was just
going to
say, this 20-year-old sounds...
He just likes
he had the most. He had the most
like,
of the...
BDSM, baby.
They would read them stories made out of sandpaper books.
What you finna do, mum?
That's hectic. And then how do you feel? The other thing is, because this podcast is so old,
that Rick, is
do you feel okay with being called a shithole country? Well, nah, and talking about Reka Park, do you feel bad about Reka Park?
No, but Reka Park is a shithole.
See, that's cool. You'll admit like,
you
that it is.
You need to accept sometimes. You just need to go,
it's between a shithole and a pothole. You can't tell the difference.
What's your definition? Is there no running water? Is there no sanitation?
I'm joking. No, man, Reka Park, it's not a shithole. I don't know. Like, Donald Trump is an asshole. No, there's no, I don't.
And how is Bromfontein? Tabiso?
Tabiso.
Bram is not really a shithole.
Okay.
It's just full of students.
How's Santon, Ravonia area?
It's a shithole.
Is there running water?
We had no electricity for 15 hours.
Yarr, wait a minute. That is way too long.
You have to wait 15 hours for Uber.
2 minutes, actually.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, because Uber's like...
Look, once you get beyond the killings in Bram, everything is fine. Yeah. Just if you just look past
the killing and the unnecessary
violence, the murder.
But how does this guy? How does this guy think?
You know, basically I mean, all crime. Once you look past the crime, we're safe.
Every African country.
We are safe. And no, in Bram specifically. We just don't need...
Why doesn't Africa keep all their diamonds and gold and everything and just tell everyone to piss off?
That's a very...
Because everyone will shoot back.
I was just going to say, America...
Then we're going to be tied to a bed.
America has guns.
But the black diamonds are coming out thick, bro.
Yeah, I know they are.
They found a diamond, I think, 2 weeks ago. Did you see that?
Yeah. The 1.6 million diamond or something.
No, that's the way you did your hands like that. A 50 carat diamond is smaller.
No.
Was it in someone's ass?
That they throw off the bridges in Durban. Just like that. Like, I was using it as a reference. It was smaller.
But they did. They found that in the suit. And one of those guys on the donkeys with the hat was in his bum. They found the diamond.
No, there's no way it's in his bum.
Where would it be? In the donkeys?
It's too big for his bum.
Really?
Have you tried shoving a diamond up donkeys?
I have, but I got chucked out of Stearns.
Yeah. they kept the donkey, though.
So
the
what is the shit? What is he, as a president, saying shithole like that to an entire continent? Or other people as well. There were other countries as well. He just said all of you.
All of Africa, basically.
The problem, the problem with Donald Trump is Donald Trump has... he's got Jacob Zuma's mannerisms, but with too much confidence.
Power, okay.
Too much confidence.
So he hasn't got a filter. Like, he hasn't got a filter to say...
He's like thinking, our president wouldn't say something like that.
Sure,
but
that's quite cool.
No. I think he wouldn't say something like that, but he'd be chilled. He'd just be like, okay, cool. I'm going to say, but yeah, that's very nice. And then carry on with his life. He'd make fun of the people in front of him.
Okay.
End of story. But Donald Trump is like...
But now he's denying it. He said something else. He said shithole.
Oh, that makes so much difference.
Shit for brains.
I didn't call you gay. I said you a faggot.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally different. Thing.
Yeah.
Is it the same thing?
No, I don't know.
I don't dabble in that sort of tomfoolery.
I love that word.
With Tom.
Yeah. Just normal foolery. Sorry.
So,
yeah.
Eric, is there any other news that's basically... Because there's too much, actually.
Aziz
I can't actually believe the guy said that.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's also caught up in a scandal.
Oh, no.
No, but guys...
Little baby Aziz.
Little Aziz.
But guys...
Oh, man.
But guys...
Look, Aish. Sensitive, but I'm gonna ask questions.
Go,
now.
Why
ask
you make questions.
Questions. Explain the. Is this Aziz's story?
Aziz's story.
Give us a background.
Apparently, he took this girl back home and whatever, and he was trying to get the coitus.
Okay,
and then
she agreed.
Yeah, they had the thing, and then
but
when she left, she texted.
Hold on, pause.
I don't think she went. I don't think they actually had the sex.
No, I don't think they had sex.
I think they had.
You think or you know?
The foreplay. No,
because this is this podcast. Is no. Please understand that he can't actually give this podcast in as evidence when he's in the court.
Like, yeah, she didn't say we had sex. Neither did he.
Okay,
but they mentioned sexual
behavior.
Oh. Yeah, I think it was a bit of touching. Yeah. The foreplay, licking, sucking, grunting.
Yeah.
But now the next thing is she sent him a text to say, "Yo, man, I didn't feel comfortable. You made me feel like
I still have sex with McDonald's normally."
But I mean that's I've got that text on my template.
Where someone made you feel sexually uncomfortable. Right.
I just think that's my thank
it's
you.
Getting to that though, I think it's getting because now I think
it's like,
there needs to be consent.
It's the new Illuminati. Yeah. Like before, everyone who made money was Illuminati. Now you make money, you're a sexual predator.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Yeah. What is your? You said you have questions, though. That
I have questions because now how do? Because you know, as guys, we were raised up to think don't take no for an answer.
Wait, no,
that's your business. That's your business.
I'm not doing sex, dog. I'm not talking. Don't rape. That's a different thing. When you rape, I'm talking about when you say, "Hey, girl, hey girl, how you doing? And she's like, hey, no.
No, if she
like,
says no, no means no.
She's like, no, I don't want to talk to you. Then you're like, ah, please, come on. In. And sometimes guys have...
You're talking about a guy that's determined.
Yeah.
That he likes this girl, he's going to get
it. That's even, the most irritating guy.
It becomes part of a romantic story. He just never gave up.
I loved
how he was sure that...
But then we've got to get Tabiso. We've got to get Tabiso some...
Well, you don't.
We've got to get Tabiso to read up on some literature. Are you aware of what's going on in Hollywood at the moment?
No, that's why I'm saying there needs to be consent now. I think everyone should just have
I used to move
a document.
On,
with
how's it? What's your name?
I never determined eyes. I've never determined. Yeah. I've had someone phone me they 7 years later and say, why did you stop talking to me? I'm like, I thought you weren't interested. No, I was just playing the game. I'm like, I didn't know.
No
yeah, but yeah. That's why no, comedians no. are usually the outcasts.
But hang on,
so
a guy like Aziz, he's famous. He's famous. He's different to us.
Yeah.
But you've met a girl after a gig and done the coitus?
No.
Okay, you Eric? Not even someone from the staff?
No. I'm watching.
And you, Dave?
Ryan, and you?
Have you seen my show,
Zach? Rishi, you married?
I am married.
So you can't lie to me.
Diamonds on my fingers.
Diamonds on my ass.
Point 0.01 carats.
The thing is,
not a blood diamond.
It's almost.
All I'm saying is we should start carrying documentation.
Oh, I see. So you want us to go back to the past laws, but for sex?
Yeah. Like, after you consent.
But can I say outwardly, if she says no, just move
just
on.
Just fight.
Yeah. Oh, obviously.
Because then you don't know what that conversation was. If she was saying no, I'm not keen, then he should have actually. No,
but
you should.
If she's explicitly said no, I don't want to do this. Then
there's guys
no.
that also be
no is no.
No, but there's no. There shouldn't be a tone of no.
But not even words. You can also
no. I mean, if there is no, if there's the word no. No, in there, then it's
but to
no.
be said, there's also body language. You can sense when someone's not keen.
Yeah.
If like Bill Cosby, if they are passed out and not conscious, that also means no.
Yeah, by default.
Did they say it though?
Or
did
they
say
a possible yes?
Cosby's
a possible yes.
That's a no.
That's Bill Cosby's argument.
Rishi, you've left. Anything else in news that isn't rapey or stuff?
What else happened? No, just people that have bad babies and stuff and posting pictures online and stuff. No,
but that's a Facebook phenomenon.
Children go to school.
No, a lot of people.
Yeah,
are getting
you know what I didn't
married.
Like? Every yes. radio station tried to make the entire show about kids going back to school, and guess what? The kids actually were the ones who were mature enough to go, we're just going to school, can you all just calm the fuck down?
Yeah.
And then we're interviewing kids on, and I try to find a radio station. Even my kids said, Dad, why are they talking to these kids? It's just school. I'm like, my boy, yes,
thank you.
Fuck school.
Thank you. Why are you yeah, like, why are you still at home? In any case, you should be at school.
Like,
yeah, why
that's why you don't get changed.
He tells everyone he's homeschooled.
This is why you have your freedom around this.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're excited for school. They can finally get off that
this
bed.
Exactly.
And my guy's
why
got
why
bunk beds.
Those
things are heavy.
Yeah.
Because you got three kids on the top.
Dangling.
Oh, this stuff's bad.
Dangling from the ropes.
Was it okay, we're supposed to do Breakfast Beer Club. Is there anything... If you Ryan, you're a healthy gymmer.
Healthy gymmer.
Can I just say your guns are looking...
thanks.
They're looking cocked.
They're looking gunny.
Thanks.
Is that a thing?
No, but
so
I'll
your holidays, you just said I'm going to the gym every day.
Yeah,
I did actually.
Do you guys like have family functions whenever there's a
at
public
the gym?
Holiday?
Nailed it.
Yeah?
Nailed
you,
it.
Yes, like, family functions
one
in the
of
gym.
Our things again.
So where are you at the gym? Well, my cousins at the gym, my brothers at the gym, my aunts at the gym, my mom's at the gym. We might as well have my birthday at the gym.
Yeah.
It's my happy place.
Okay, but and you say
everybody
your show everyone gets a smoothie. Look under your rowing machine. Do you have gigs coming up? Because what I liked about last week to listen to this is that you were listening, not talking much. I agree, it's a podcast, but you were digging the info that you were getting as a young comic, and that's why we need you on the show.
Because
I try to sit there and go, why is Eric on the show? And I wrote down 10 things I like about Eric.
Tell me three. Give me three off
the top of your head.
I like his socks.
Okay.
I was about to say, let me give you criteria. It mustn't have anything to do with his look.
Physical appearance.
Oh, I was going to say his big head. So that's just
all the physicals must be.
No physicals, Baba. No physicals.
I like Eric because he's honest to the point where you can say something to Eric and he doesn't take it personally and want to move you. You can say, Eric, I don't like this. This one's cool.
Yeah,
that's a good character.
He just thumbs up and goes, okay, Uncle Dave. You can see he walks off and doesn't give a fuck. But he's honest. I like his socks. He's friendly. People like him, and he promotes the show. That's four.
You're not Sway. Shy to put your foot on the table.
Yeah.
This is Darren.
You should be coy.
Did you say Darren?
Darren. Darren.
You should be coy, son.
Eric
should be
coy. Central. We're changing the to
this one now. Sorry.
Eric Central. It's easy to actually.
No.
There's already a C there.
Yeah, no.
I think your name would look good on the wall.
Can you do some Photoshop for us, Tabiso?
Tabiso.
Yeah, I'll hook it up. I'll do some paint. Stop saying Photoshop. Can you make me sound basic?
What is Photoshop bad? Is Photoshop in the hood?
Photoshop is.
You never Photoshop your graffiti.
Photoshop is easier than
it's
paint.
Because
paint is hard, man. Yeah, paint comes with the phone and no one knows how to use it.
Yeah.
So you could check that E.
Paint comes on the phone.
The F, you could make an E out of that and definitely make an R out of the I and make Eric Central. Time. Okay, we're changing the logo.
Isn't a nickname of yours Oom Duff?
Yeah.
So just combine the C and the L and then we got a Duff there already.
Central Duff is what goes wrong with your gearbox.
I mean, this is what we have Ryan on the show for.
That Central. One moment.
Then the people are bringing in cars.
Yeah, now they're like, sorry, man, this wheel is.
I'm more disappointed that none of you thought of that. You guys wanted me to change the entire name.
No, but I like
two
the other
things.
One.
And then
yeah, she just moved the C Central. Closer to the L. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Guys.
Anyway, so two things I like about Ryan. When I was listening to the show, his naivety and thing, Ryan might be the next big dude in the comedy
industry.
Hopefully.
Chances are.
You're white, but you can do it. If your son's at the school, then he goes, what do you want to be? I want to be the next president of South Africa.
Like,
okay, my boy. Yeah. Give that a few thousand years.
Yeah. Don't you want to move?
When we're all colored.
When we all
where?
That's going to be so
in
dope.
This country? Yeah,
when we all colored?
Yeah,
do you think that's not happening to the world?
It is happening to
of
the
course
world.
It is.
They just renamed. They're rebranding though. That's the flop.
So what is what they're rebranding?
There's like mixed race and then there's of African
Oriental
descent.
Asian.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're still going to be separate.
Asian Africans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But at the end of the day, when someone says you, and they say, "Dad, you're telling I'm a techie," like, "You're my supposed."
Then you're colored.
Oh, shit.
But you look Chinese.
But yeah.
Where did you learn those four words?
In four different languages.
In
get
that
up.
Same movie.
I thought you was an essay. Turns out you was a bra.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You can be racist to someone until you find out that you have a common link. You're like, man, I'm sorry I said those things. I didn't realize that we're the same.
I facing thought you weren't a bushy one.
And you use up all your derogatory terms.
All of them. No, wait a minute. Those weren't derogatory.
You know, I hate bushy, eh? I don't like being
don't
referred
like
to as a bushy.
Who says that to you?
People don't. They get fucked up.
No. What did you say?
Yo, he just got real. You saw that.
So that's reference to Bushman. Bushy,
it's about Bushy.
And then and Hot Not?
That's too far.
I don't understand what
the line.
That's the H word.
No, it's a Bushy.
It's the same. It's the same. It's the same African beach traveler.
Yeah,
that Jan van Riebeck met
chased
and made
buck till they die of thirst.
Yeah, but Jan van Riebeck shouldn't.
Are you chase the same buck?
That's how they hunt, bro.
One buck. And the buck's like, come on.
It keeps running until it's parched and then it faints.
If I do this, can you tell me which comedian this is? Come on!
Martin.
I was going to say Pravesh.
What?
If you did this,
that's Pravesh.
No, man. Our little guy that's got the Daily Show Joburg version.
Matinga
that is so
magic.
Lekker, man.
Yeah,
that was a cool announcement that I suppose you spoke about last week. But you didn't.
I wanted to.
Oh, you said you couldn't get a word in.
Yeah.
Can I also, have you listened to the podcast outside of being on it?
I have, but
don't you dig Eric's vibes from the last like 2 years that we've been doing this? Like he's got it, man. He's got it.
I'm trying, bruh.
He's trying, bruh. Tabiso, were you proud of our little Noisa Mandinga fellow?
It was.
Is he on yet? Has it been on?
Yeah.
It's on last week already.
It's dope, man.
Do you think it's timing progress. And Trevor's where I was going, if you're going to call us shithole countries, let's cross over to one of them and find out.
I think I read something from Mandinga saying he knew about this
since
last year May or something.
And he couldn't say anything.
He had to take the flak when we came up to him and said, you know that joke of yours, Mandinga? That's good, man. But I think if you add, and he was like, you don't know I'm about to be on the Daily Show.
It's amazing. You told me, help me with my comedy? How dare you? I'm at the box, dude.
But it's dope,
It's
dope that it's like the whole of Africa, though. That's the cool bits.
They're
crossing to the other countries.
Yeah, like saying not like specific to South Africa.
He just happens to be the spokesperson.
It's not. It's going to be like.
But that's fantastic. All these stories that are here are just incredible. There's also that African festival coming here, the Canadian Just for Laughs.
Yeah,
that's coming here.
Oh yeah, yeah. Is that the one that Simi's bringing?
Jay. No, Simi will write about it.
Whoa.
Wait, is he a comedian Simi's or a blogger?
Bringing food to the table. Didn't you say that?
Is he a blogger or a comedian?
Simi's opening doors because the gatekeeper. He's a cricket commentator.
And you mean cricket's the noise?
Yo, you guys are on another.
No, but he did say he's bringing just for laughs.
Yeah.
So that you comedians can eat.
Gatekeepers, don't you remember the whole gatekeepers
thing? Yeah, he did say.
I did, but you know what's nice is the people listening to this podcast won't understand our internal politics. So Simi wrote a letter to the world
and said, "A week before they got it, just for laughs.
Yes,
I'm bringing food for everybody to eat. Yes. So you need to respect me. I'm
sick and tired.
I'm paraphrasing.
It's like you wake up every morning and you read that. You've printed it. I'm bringing food to the table with your hand on your chest.
It's almost like on the mirror." Affirmations. If I like myself, other people will like me too.
Yeah.
I am a good person.
Because you said the comedy world doesn't need gatekeepers. They're telling us what to do and where to go and how to run our lives.
So that's good advice for any business. Because what I've seen is the guys that are doing their own thing are the ones that are making it happen.
Just fire the security guard.
Who's overseas at the moment? Mojack's overseas. Mojack, he just got on a plane and went.
Claudine
got on a plane and ducked. Gone. Doing the gigs. And that's the thing. She's doing the gigs. You can't then say, who gave you the right to go to New York and do the gigs?
No.
Even if you're doing a shitty club, it doesn't matter. She's doing it.
Yeah, she's doing it.
And then who else is there? Laz is over there.
Must be killing it.
Yeah, Laz was in Vietnam.
Here's the thing. Go Nam, over. When are you going with your prize that you won for the roast?
So what happened with that is I supposed to have played a comedy festival in New York last year.
Oh yeah,
and so Comedy Central are no longer associated with the festival I was playing. Okay. So they have a festival which they are associated with in Chicago this year. So they said I can play that, or there's a roast battle.
Don't do the roast battle.
Don't do the roast battle.
Do the roast battle, man. What the fuck?
He's the champion.
Give me a reason why. Give me
you know what it is. You don't know those guys well enough.
But you have a preliminary round and then you go. Yeah, they don't know me either. That's the thing.
That's the advantage.
So yeah, they can only say you're from a shithole country.
Yeah.
You don't know me.
You're so poor. Such a mother said you can't. I'm already winning.
That's a comeback. That's a tight comeback.
It's not particularly funny, but it burns.
We don't often have the C word on Cliff Central. Except when they're talking about guys.
Cliff Central. We have the H word.
What's that?
But I think it puts you in a great advantage because you can add any punchline with, and this coming from me who comes from Africa. Yeah. And they go, oh,
no, you got strength. That's good strength. Write some of your stuff for you. Because I also can't tell you what's happened to me. I've known about this for the last 17 years that I've also been invited to something and I can't talk about it.
It's your own funeral.
I can't talk about it. And Eric's hosting.
Reckless. What? I am? So, okay, this is news to me. I don't know. But
we're supposed to be talking about a beer. This is called Breakfast Beer Club.
Cool.
Tobiso, anything you want to tell us about your alcoholicness? Are you off the wagon? On the wagon?
Oh,
I was off, but I fell back on.
I am running the wagon. I am the wagon.
Did you find it's like a bit of a December thing? You're like, I can drink a gin, a bottle of gin.
If I was to be honest with you, I was drinking like a bottle of whiskey every 3 to 4 days.
Oh.
Well, that's easy to do. But that's
just jog along.
But you're sitting on your own balcony. You're not driving. You're not tying your kids to the bed or anything weird.
Well, you didn't say that.
That's not judge.
Yes, Dave. You just have that conversation. How does that even start? You've had 10 whiskeys and you're like, this is how one of the kids.
Where's the handcuffs?
You can't even tie a proper knot in your trunk, can you?
And you don't drink because you are fully healthy.
Yeah,
that shirt. Shirt was loose on me when I used to wear it.
It's
like a proper muscle shirt on you.
But you're always gone big, bro. You wasn't this size like last year.
You've pumped up.
I know. I'm doing a show in June.
But you don't have to be bodybuilding as a comedian.
The comedian things jokes? Aren't going so well. Is so options. Well? You need plan B's.
So what you do? You do your joke and no one laughs, and you just flex.
Just pull out the oil.
Can someone rub this on my nipple?
Do my back.
But are you on juice? Are you taking some juice? Why not?
No. I've got nobody ever says yes.
No one ever says yes. Even though they can't fit to the door.
Yeah. No, this is how I was born, man.
Natural. I'm the rock.
Yeah. No one ever goes, I've been using juice for about 3 months now. Mm-hmm.
Did you know Arnold Schwarzenegger was like the juice king before? Did you know that?
He was?
No shit.
Yeah. He was the guy. Like, he was Mr. World or Mr. Olympia.
And you know why you can't say? Here's some bodybuilding knowledge.
Okay.
You can't say you're on juice because you'll never get a sponsor. That's why they don't lie.
That's why he said no.
So everyone kind of knows, but you just don't say. Maybe.
Yeah, so as soon as you say you have no sponsor, we'll touch you and then you can't earn a living.
That's the same thing when someone says, did you tie your kids to the bed? You're like, I can't say, or else I lose my sponsor. Like,
they fall into the handcuffs.
But is there no like anti-establishment companies? Like if you own some anti-establishment thing, like you choose. You're a known
juicer.
I
want you as a sponsor.
Let's use you. Like, look at me, I juice.
Come work for, like, you can be like the road travel agency. Like, don't die on the road.
Red Bull gives you juice.
Eric, what do you think about juice? Because you're a gym, eh?
Juice. No, I don't use it.
You buy it in your toilet.
I'll admit though, there was a time after matric where this guy that was gymming with, one of my friends, he was like, yo man, I'm trying this new thing, do you want to do the thing with me? So I'm like, I don't know, there's a needle involved.
Like,
there was no needle, it was poppers. It was just pills,
And then you woke up with a sore bum.
It was a month course, and in a month I gained 10 kgs because of it.
Jeepers.
So since then I've
And that's not water retention, that's growth hormone.
That's growth hormone, yeah.
So
yeah.
Did it give you muscles or just...
And your willy?
No, it just made me fat. It made me fat briefly.
So you could have just ate like curry and bread and roti and...
Yeah, but it was... No, it wasn't. It wasn't
were
like,
you gymming as well? Were training as well?
It was while
that
I was training,
much
yeah.
nicer.
Tabiso, does steroids make your willy smaller?
Yes, it does.
Well, I don't know.
I think it does.
Does it?
You see those guys that are... Tell me now, you need...
Ryan's got his hand up.
Big muscles, very small underpants. Big muscles, very small underpants.
But I had to have my penis reduced when I was born. They chopped off the tip.
And they threw it in the bin.
So you can live a normal life.
Maybe the bodybuilders tuck it in.
I think you're referring to your umbilical cord.
The girl bodybuilders.
Because they're doing ass licks.
But yeah, maybe it helps.
Can we have Tabisa? Can you get a lady bodybuilder in here and a man bodybuilder, proper ones, and do some poses for us? Because the ladies also get a little bit of a deep voice. Yeah. And their clitoris grows like really big.
What? That's what happens. Your dick doesn't get smaller.
Your body
but
gets
your ball
bigger.
Gets, your balls get small because they don't need to produce testosterone.
Because you're now
so
putting it in.
Your dick stays the same.
Yes.
But your balls get smaller.
Can you say penis rather for the show?
Cock.
Meat rod.
There's a lot of kids listening to this. Can you say penis?
Say meat rod.
They're at school. Yeah. They're at school.
But now we're at school listening to you. So your body, it's an era of parallax. Optical illusion. You look at this big guy. Yeah. So you go, look how small his dick is. But actually, if he came walking closer to you, it's like when you see perspective like that, you're like, hold on. It's actually quite a large penis. But he's just bigger.
Like how fair people have yellow teeth, but they're... The darker you get your teeth, the whiter. Is it contrast?
That's right.
Yeah. Or is it just bad?
Era of
hygiene. We were so poor. We had to brush our teeth with cold.
That's like a new thing now, though. That's
Jeremy Clarkson.
Is he big?
His teeth
are yellow.
Yeah, bruh.
Have you seen his teeth?
I have seen him. Why is he speaking?
Just talking about fashion.
Like driving around.
This shirt that you wear every time to the podcast. Is it
my podcast
by chance
t-shirt?
That you wear it every time?
No,
you
dig for it. I'm like, where's my podcast t-shirt?
That is fine.
I don't have to support.
What is the relevance of it? It's Adidas and it's all the shoes that were popular that they brought out during
those
World Cups.
Actually, it's the soccer boots. Yeah.
Okay.
So I
call them shoes. Sorry.
You can't wear these to church.
Yeah, you can't.
Can't wear soccer boots to church.
You can, but this is going to be weird.
Only if you want to tackle the devil.
No, it's not a thing.
You've been in an offside position the whole time.
They're suspected spam.
Yeah, they're phoning me.
Telemarketers,
and Rishlu, are you going to be doing the box on Sunday?
Am I?
Come.
I think I am. I can't remember.
Eric, are you hosting?
It's a 20-5. Nobody hosts, man.
Is it? Now, that 5 minutes, let's talk. Ryan, do you have a 5 minutes?
No,
laid
I love
down?
It. Eric, is there a SWAT open?
Come.
Because you were there, you were at the one at Brom.
I've never seen you.
He gets
you
into...
You have at Goliath.
He gets quite deep.
You hosted.
He gets quite deep.
Oh, yes. That was when you did new...
Yeah, the next gen.
Oh, yes.
You know what's nice?
Coming back to me. Like
before you was... There was a guy before you... Bongani was on before you.
Yeah.
And he had spoken about the devil and Jesus and doing some really crazy stuff.
Oh, what? Sucking Jesus' dick or something?
Easy now. Tabiso, you've already stepped on the rape fish.
Yeah, I did it.
Don't slip on the devil.
That was
blowjob banana. Just take it easy there. Down by 10%, Tabiso. But anyway, he spoke about that.
I did not say these things.
And I thought people... No, that's quite a scary thing to speak about, because he did. But he does it in a way where he's trying to shock the audience. Then he brings them back and they're all very against him. And then by the end of it, they love him. I don't know how he does it, but Gandhi does it. Then
so
you
he
come
works
on
it
and
back.
Spoke about... Yeah, he works it back. But he gets you shocked.
But,
but
do they like that?
No, he questions them about, okay, so when you go to heaven, what you're going to do? So it's quite a clever little comment on what we all want from this heaven. So he comes on and says, I was showering with this guy with a really large cock. And the whole audience goes, no, not again. they just got screwed. and this is something like I've picked up. Listen to the previous comedian that was on before you. Because I've seen guys come on stage and they ask the chick the name in the front.
No, listen to the host. Yeah.
The host has just been doing that.
Basically
he's
your guy.
Mind for you. He's got this chick's yellow. She's having a birthday. This guy's been
married
for 3 years.
That's what you're doing, basically.
And the guy comes out exactly as a host. That's part of your job.
Maybe we need to. Maybe because that's what Joe used to say to me. Listen.
Get there on time.
I'm going to find out if there's married or party. Just watch me.
Yes.
So you can.
No, he's on. He's right.
So I think we need to do that. Because when everybody come around, before we start the show, everybody come around. There's a host here tonight, right? He's going to ask questions. Pay attention. Because everybody comes up. What's your name? Clive.
Man.
Next guy comes up. How's it, man? What's your name?
Yeah.
Clive. Then the whole crowd. Clive!
Yeah, then he's been married. How did you guys know?
How long have you been together? They've been together for 4 months. Then the comedian makes the same joke. Oh, he doesn't know how long he's been together. Yes, he doesn't know.
And then always looks at her before you answer.
So now, what's a karaoke audience? We know your next joke.
Yes, people are dying while you're telling jokes.
Yeah. What's your name? Clive. Oh, no.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hire about 10 guys from Sunday called Clive. And every time you ask someone in the front, they're going to be
That's
called
really
Clive.
Funny.
Okay, done. Let's book that.
That is quite, you know what that is? That's a comedy prank, which I think we need to.
We must play that on
someone,
like on a pro.
Mojack or somebody.
Okay, cool.
So everybody who comes to the crowd, we say, if anybody asks you a question,
say
your name is Clive.
And you've been married for 2 months?
What do you do?
Two kids.
I work in
a marine biologist.
You're an accountant.
I also don't like it if the comedian says, what do you do? The guy says, I'm an accountant. He says, oh, I've got nothing about that. It's your job to make something about that. Anyway, listen, Ryan Holiday, can you say goodbye in a gym kind of way?
Yes, certainly. Okay, boys, let's lift hard this upcoming week. We're going to get big and vascular. And check me out on Twitter at RyanJames1987 for some training advice.
Excellent. And you, Rishu?
That just sounded personal.
In a kind of way. Check, yeah. Meet up next week. Don't get stabbed. And away.
Tabiso Mflongo.
Yo, guys. No
Photoshop,
means no.
Tabiso, Photoshop Mflongo. Yo, no means no. And don't be sucking any dicks, man.
Yeah, no means no. Don't suck no dicks out there, man.
My name's Dave Levinson. This has been the Just Now Podcast. Have some
and
fun.
You know what it is, Eric Janssen. We'll check you again just now. Sharp
you say you know what it is.
You know what it
you
is.
You know what it is.
You know what time it is.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It isn't what it is.
I'm not 100% sure what it is.
You must know it.
This is CliffCentral.com.